Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Beis, and we have three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph Tanu Rabbanon. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Ruchama, Miriam bas Sara Dina, Yitzchak Elio ben Shoshana Bracha, and Menachem Mendel ben Yehuda Schaya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Nachman ben Avram Shloima, Bela bas Moshe Menachem, Shimon ben Reb Chaim Akoyen, and Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is continuing where it left off on Amid Beis of yesterday's daf, and that is discussing the Chomesh Tfilos and the Asara Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would be Toivel five times. Every time he was Toivel, he was Mekadesh, his hands and his feet, from Bekir. Those five tefillos, as we've seen, coincided with the five times that the Kohen Gadol changed his clothing. So the Kohen Gadol took off one set of clothing, he went to the mikveh, put on another set of clothing. He took off a set of clothing, went to the mikveh, put on another set of clothing. In other words, if there were five tefillos, that means there were five times that the Kohen Gadol was changing clothing. Now, why did the Kohen Gadol change clothing? It's because on Yom Kippur, there were two sets of begadim he had to wear. He had a Shmoyne begadim, those are the big days of, those were the big day kuna that the Kohen Gadol always wore when he did the Avodah. He also had special begadim that he wore one day a year, he wore on Yom Kippur. Those begadim were white, that's why they were known as big day lavan. They were made of linen, that's why they're sometimes referred to as big day butz. Now, what determined when he wore his big day lavan and when he wore his big day zav? So from a high level, whenever he did the avoidos that were done mibachot in the azara, the avoidos that were more like the avoidos that he did the whole year, he would wear the big day zav. Whenever he did avoidah befnim, whether it was in the Heichal or whether it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the special avoidus that he had to do on Yom Kippur, that's when he used to wear his big day lavan. Now the truth is that if you go through the parsha in the Torah that talks about avoidah on Yom Kippur, Parshas Achrimos, there's no reference of the Kohen Gadol changing clothing five times. The Torah doesn't talk about five tefillos. In fact, what the Torah talks about is two tefillos. The psukim are pretty straightforward. The Torah says that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do a special avodah. And the special avodah that he did with Big Day Lavan. And the Torah goes through almost the entire avodah of Yom Kippur. And then Pasuk Chav Dalet of Perek Tezayin in Parashas Achrimos. So it says in the Torah, Uva Aaron Eloyol Mayin, who poshed as Big Day Abodah Shalavash Bevoy El HaKodesh, he should take off those clothing, V'nicham Sham. V'rochas as Psari B'mayim B'machum Kodesh. Then he goes to the mikveh again, he does a tefillah, V'lavash as Begadav, and then he puts on his Big Day Zav, V'ase as Soy Lassoy, V'es Oy Lassoam, V'chiper Badoy, U'ba'ad Ha'am. So if you go through the Psukim, there's no reference of all these different tefillahs and all these different times that he's changing clothing. So for that, we have to come on to other psukim in the Torah. For that, we have to come on to Torah Shabbat Peh. But the bottom line is, when you put all the psukim together and you incorporate all the Gemaras, the Seder, from a high level, as we're going to see in today's daf, but just as an introduction, went something along these lines. The Kohen Gadol, in the morning, first did the avodas that were done every single day in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash. He brought the Karban Tamid, the Ketores, he had to be made to Vesaneiros, the Minchas Chavitim, those avodas were done with the big days off. After he finished doing all the avodas that were done in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash, he changed his clothing, he put on his big day lavan, he entered the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he did all the special avodas that were done on Yom Kippur. He would then leave the Heichal, he would change his clothing again, put on Tzimtzveitin Mol, the big days of, and he would bring two rams. One was for himself, the other one was for the nation. We'll see more about that later in the Masechta. After he brought those two Eilin, he went back into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Oh, that means he has to change his clothing. So he would put on the big day lovin' again, and the reason he went back into the Kodesh HaKadosh this time was Lohitzias HaKafes HaMachta, because one of the avodas that were done in the Kodesh HaKadosh was the Ketores. The Ketores involved a kaf, a spoon full of Ketores, and a machta, a pan with burning coals. He would leave the kaf and the machta in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he made a special trip to go in to bring it out. For that, he needed his Big Day Zov. After he was Moitzi the Kaf in the Machta, he put his Big Day Zov back on, and this time, the reason he's putting on his Big Day Zov is so that he can conclude all the Avodas of the day, the Avodas that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, and the Ketorah Shalbein Arbayim, and everything that would have to do in the second part of the day. So he goes from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov to Big Day Lom to Big Day Zav. So three times he put on Big Day Zav, twice he put on Big Day Lovin, and that's the cheshbon of five times he's changing clothing. Every time he changed clothing, he had to do a tefillah, and every time he changed clothing, he had to be Mekadesh Yadav Araglov twice. Yesterday we spoke about the Machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim as to the specifics of the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, exactly how it played itself out. The Gemara is going to revisit that Machlokes at the end of the daf, and we'll reintroduce it Be'ezus Hashem later in the daf. But for now, the Gemara is going to discuss the Makar. What's the biblical source to this fact that the Kohen Gadol used to change his clothing five times, which meant that there were five tefillos, and that for every time that he was toivel, he had to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav twice, which means that there were 10 times that he was mekadesh yadav v'raglav. But first, the Gemara brings the brayso. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, Uva aharon el oyhel moyed. So this is a pasuk that's tucked away in the middle of the Avodah Yom Kippur. It's Perek Tezayin, it's pasuk Chav Gimel. Uva aharin al oil moyed, aharin should come to the oil moyed, ufashad as big day avod, ashalavash, bevoyoy el akoydesh vinicham sham. And then he should take off the big day bad. It's interesting. Torah doesn't say what aharin was supposed to do in the oil moyed. Why did he go? Aharon stam goes into the oil moyed, probably to do an avayit. He's probably going to do something. But it doesn't say in the Torah what he's supposed to do. It says the Gemara, we need Torah Shabbat Peh for this. We need the Messiah for this. What he did was, is he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not just the oil moyed, but he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring out the Kaf and the Machta that he left in the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he had brought the Ketores. Continues along the Gemara. This is really a second point. V'chol ha-parsha kula nemra al ha-seder. The entire parsha of Achri Mois is written al ha-seder, meaning everything is written in the proper order. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, with the exception of this pasuk. This pasuk is written out of order. This is an ein muktim u'me'ucha b'atayra, meaning the location of this pasuk, it's much easier if you have a chumash in front of you, but the location of this pasuk is in the middle of the Avodah Yom Kippur. So it sounds like the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah Yom Kippur, and then one of the things that he did was he went into the oil mayid. So like this, he could be moitzi the kaf and the machta. But says the Braisa that the truth is that's not what happened. Really what happened was the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah Yom Kippur, he finished doing the Avodah Yom Kippur. And then he put on his big day zahav, meaning he brought these karbanas that he had to bring. Afterwards, he put the Big Day Lovin back on for the sole purpose of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lahoitzi as Akaf as Hamachas. Dr. Maitan, how do you know that? Meaning, what's the Makar? How do you know this pasuk is written out of order? We don't even know what the pasuk says. Uva Haran Eloyamite, we don't know why. Chazal gave us Bimisoira that the reason he went back in was Lahoitzi as Akaf as Hamachta. Now, it sounds like it's written in order, you would think, but no. Kala Parsha Kula La Seyden Emer, Chutzmi pasuk says. This pasuk is written out of order. It really happened after he had changed again and again. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? How do you know that it's written out of order? Rav Chizda said, because Gemiri, Chomish, Tfilos, Vasar, Kedushin, Tevil, Kohen Gadol, Mekadosh, Bebeyam. Because we have a Messiah, the Kohen Gadol used to be Tevil five times, and he used to be Mekadosh, Yadav, Raglav, 10 times. V'ike Sidron, if this parish is written in order, Lemishkacha, so you don't have five changes of clothing. Elishalish, Tfilos, Vashisha, Kedushin. What you're going to have is three Tfilos and six Kedushin. Because if you read the Pasuk, so all the Torah mentions is the Avodah that he did on Yom Kippur, then he puts on his big days off, and he resumes doing regular avodah. So really what you would have is the avodah that was done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, big day zav. Then you would have the avodah of Yom Kippur, big day lavan. And then you would have the avodah that was done in the afternoon every day in the Beis HaMikdash, which again is big day zav. So you would have three tefillahs, because put on the big day zav, put on the big day lavan, you put on the big day zav. It would be three tefillahs, each tefillah requires Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice, so you would end up with six times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. You're missing in the Messiah, we're missing two tefillahs, we're missing four times that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglayim from the Kiyur, Muzayin that there's something out of order. It has to be that somewhere along the way, there's an extra two changes of clothing. Oh, you know what the cheshbon is? The cheshbon is big day zav, then he does the Avodah Yom Kippur, but there's one thing he doesn't do. He goes out, he brings these two karbanos in the big day zav again. Then he has to put on the big day lovin to do the last part of the avodah. Lohitzi as a kafes amachta. Then he has to read the Talmud Shabbat and Arbaim, all the last avodahs that were done every day in the Beis Hamikdash. So again, you're putting on your big day zav. That's the only way you end up with 5 and 10. Zok the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now, and just to do a little precap on the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, and the brisa is going to mention a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, as to the source for the Chumash Tefillahs. Then the Gemara is going to bring another Braisa that's going to mention a Machlokes Tanaim as to the source of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then the Gemara is going to put it all together. So a little bit technical, a little bit of Drosha is Chazal. So the Gemara says, Tanya b'nu into the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'nayin the Chumash Tefillahs v'sarim Kiddushin, v'tayvul Kohen Gadol v'mekadosh b'aviyin. How do you know that Kohen Gadol was tayvul 5 times in Yom Kippur and was mekadosh the other v'raglav 10 times in Yom Kippur? Talmud lo imar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, Uba aharin el oyel moye, upashat as big day abad, v'rach that says psari b'mayim b'makoyim kadosh, v'lovash es b'godov, v'yotza v'asa halamadata. We learn from here shekala meshana me'avoida le'avoida ton tefila. Meaning, it's learned out from Vayikra Perek Tezayin pasuk chav gimel and pasuk chav dalet. The context of that pasuk, this is important, is the Kohen Gadol just finished doing the avoida on Yom Kippur. Not all of it, almost all of it, right? Chazal said one pasuk's written out of order because one pasuk's really going to be done later. But he finished doing Koloimar, the avoid on Yom Kippur, and now he has to change clothing. He has to put on the big days off. And it says in the Torah, the upashat as big day habad ashalavash, take off the big day habad, the rochat as psare b'mayim b'makum kadosh, Toivel, on the roof of Beis HaParva, the lavash has begadav, and then you put on the new clothing. You see clearly that there's supposed to be a tefillah. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what the makar is from this pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol, when he changed from the big day lavan to the big day zav, he needed a tefillah. So from there we learned that every time there was a change of clothing, there was a tefillah, 5 changes of clothing. That's how you know 5 tefillahs. Oh my, Rabbi had a different makar. How do you know the Kohen Gadol was tefillah 5 times and kaddish other v'raglav 10 times? It's also learned out from Vayikra Perek Tezayin, but from a different pasuk. Ksoyin is bad kodesh yilbash umichnes ei bad yiu al besaroi ubeavni bat yachgar ubemitznefes bad yitznef big day kodesh heim. And then it says in the Torah verochatz b'mayim es besaroi ulevesham. So this is talking about where the Kohen Gadol is changing from his big day zav, and he's putting on the big day lavan. And the Torah says, "V'rochatz es psari b'mayim," that he had a be toivel ulevesham, and then afterwards he's going to put on the big day lavan. So like this, he'll be able to do na'avoida on Yom Kippur. Halamada tasha kala meshana me'avoida la'avoida ton tefila. So Rabbi Ferdos, you see from here that you're switching me'avoida la'avoida. You need a tefila va'omer. Then Rabbi added one knech. He said, "It says big day kodesh heim," and from big day kodesh heim, we learn hukshu kala begadim kulam zelazet, that all the begadim are hukish ladadi. So the bottom line is, just to pause for 1 second, we're continuing along in the braisa, but just to pause literally for a moment. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi both said, I have a makar in Parashas Achrimos and Perek Tezayin to this idea that when the Kohen Gadol changed clothing, he had to do a tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Pasik Chav Gimel, Pasik Chav Dalid. Rabbi learned it from Pasik Dalid. Hatzad Ashava Shebahen is the Kohen Gadol's changing clothing, and when he changes clothing, he needs a tefillah. In Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk, the Kohen Gadol's changing from the big day lavan to the big day zav. In Rabbi's pasuk, he's changing from the big day zav to the big day lavan. But at the end of the day, we have a makar that when he changes clothing, he needs to do a tefillah. He changed clothing 5 times, there were 5 sets of avodas, each of which required a new set of clothing. As a result, you end up with 5 tefillahs. So the Gemara now continues along, meaning the Brice is still talking. It says, V'chamesh avodas, saying there were 5 avodas, meaning 5 sets of avodas, all of which required a new set of clothing, which required tefillah. What are the 5 avodas? Tamid shel shachar. The first was the Tamid Shal Shachar, and that was done the big days off. Now, it's not only the Tamid Shal Shachar. It's the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tavas HaNeiros, it's the Kitoires, it's the Chavitin, it's all the Avoidos that were done together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Avoidos Hayoim, then came the Avoidos Hayoim, that was the Avoidos on Yom Kippur, the big day love one. Eloi ve'el ha'om, his isle and the nation's isle, that was done the big days off. Kafu Machta, taking the Kafu Machta out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was done the big day love one. Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, again, not only the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, but all the Avoidos that were done Bein Arbayim, was Bibig days of. So you see from here that there were five times that he changed clothing. Each change required a tefillah. That's how we know five tefillahs. But we have to continue. How do you know that each tefillah required kiddush yadayim v'raglayim twice? So we just solved half of the equation. We're trying to find a makar, chamish tefillahs, and 10 times kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. We add the makar to the chamish tefillahs. Why? Because we have a makar that every time there was a change of clothing, there was a tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda had his makar from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Rabbi had his makar from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan. But al kaponim, we know every time there's a change of clothing, there's a tefillah. We have a mesoira, it's not mefurish in the psukim, but we have a mesoira, gemiri, like the Gemara said on the top of the Yamin, which often means Allah Chalamayim Shemi Sinai. We have a gemiri that there were chamish tefillahs, so we know there were five times. Okay, so if we have 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, that means that for every tefillah there were 2 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But we need a makar for that. Talmud lo imar, so the Gemara brings another makar. It says, Upashat v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lovash. Now this pasuk doesn't exist. There's no pasuk that says anywhere, Upashat v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lovash. What the Torah says is in Vayikra Perek Tezayim, Pasuk of Gimel, Pasuk of Dalet. If you're holding Cheshbon, that was Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk for the Chamish Tfilos. But in that parasha, it says in the Torah, Upashat, that the Kohen Gadol should take off his clothing. He's taking off his Big Day Lavan. Then it says, V'rochatz, he should bathe. And then it says a few words later, V'lovash. Says the Gemara, it says V'rochatz once. But the V'rochatz goes backwards on Upashat, and it goes forward on V'lovash, as if it would have said V'rochatz twice. And it teaches me, Upashat v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lovash, that every time there's a change of clothing, there's 2 rechitzos. And that's not referring to 2 times in the mikvah, because he only went to the mikvah once, but rather what it's referring to is kiddush yadayim v'raglayim twice. And this is the first makar that the Gemara brings for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim twice. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said, kal v'chayim. Now we know kiddush yadayim v'raglayim twice. And only kal v'chayim. Ma, but malchus ein ton tefillah ton kiddush. Madoch, someone that doesn't require tefillah requires kiddush. Now this is referring to a kohen that wanted to do the avodah in the morning. Every kohen before he did the avodah, he had to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. He didn't have to do tefillah. Now you're going to say, he didn't have to do tefillah. What happened to the Mishnah? Ein adam nichnas la'azar afilu tar ad sheyitba. That's only midrabbanan. That's mishum tzrach tefillah, kidei sheyizkor, tumah sheviyadei v'yifresh. But that's not a din d'oraisa. But mid d'oraisa, a kohen was not allowed to do the avodah without being mekadesh yadav v'raglav twice. Once. So Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon made a kal v'chayim. He said, madoch, you don't need tefillah. Like a kohen doing the avodah needs kidei sheyadayim v'raglayim. Makom shetan tefillah. A person that needs tefillah, like the kohen gadol who's changing clothing, ein din shetan kidei sheyadayim. Certainly should be feitik gemari. Ma lahan kidei shechad avkan kidei shechad. If that's the makar, you're learning kal v'chayim from every kohen that does the avodah. Dai love him and then Leah's Kanadan, one kiddush not two. Talmud Loimar, it says, Uvahar and Aloyo Moyed, Ufashad as Big Day Abod Asher Lovash. Ma Talmud Loimar Asher Lovash. It says, Upashad as Big Day Abod Asher Lovash. Of course, he's going to take off the Big Day Abod Asher Lovash. Which Big Day Abod is he going to take off? Not the one Asher Lovash. Klum Adam Poshet, Elam Asher Lovash. Right? The Gemara spells it out. A person can't take off clothing that he's not wearing. El Lahakish Pshita Lelevisha. It must be the reason the Torah threw in the word Asher Lovash to be Makish the Pshita taking off the clothing to the Levisha. Ma Levisha ton Kiddush. A Pshita ton Kiddush. Just like the Levisha requires Kiddush, so too the Pshita requires Kiddush. Exhale. That was the... That's the end of a long brisa. So the bottom line is, this brisa had a lot of information. Number one, the brisa brought 2 makaris. How you know that the Kohen Gadol used to be toivel 5 times? We had Rabbi Yehuda's makar, we had Rabbi's makar. Rabbi Yehuda's makar is from the fact that the Kohen Gadol had to be toivel when he switched from the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav. Rabbi's makar was from the fact that the Kohen Gadol had to be toivel when he switched, when he put on his, from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan. Same difference. He's switching clothing from this to that, from that to this. The Gemara's going to cheshbon this a little bit now. But Reb Yehuda has his makar later in the parasha. Rebbe has his makar from earlier in the parasha. Okay, how does that get me 5 tefillahs? Because we have a Messiah, Kemiri, Chamish tefillahs. What's the cheshbon of the Chamish tefillahs? The Brisa spelled that out as well. You had the Tamid Shal Shachar, then you had the Avodah, Eloi ve'Elam, and then you had Lohitzes HaKafas HaMachta, and then you had the Avodah that was done in Bein Arbaim. So that's the Cheshbon of 5. How do you know Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice? So for that we have 2 Pesukim as well. For that we have the first Makar. It says this fictitious Pasuk, right? It doesn't say it. Upashat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. Either way, that teaches me that there's 2 Rechitzos for the Pshita and the Levisha. Number 2, we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's Kal V'Chayim. He said, Madach, someone that doesn't need tefillah needs kiddush adayim raglayim. A kohen can't do the avoda without kiddush adayim raglayim, but he could do the avoda without tefillah. Ain't other nichlas lazar is only a din de rabbanon. So kal v'chomer, if you need tefillah, you need kiddush adayim raglayim. If that's the case, one, da'ayu love him and adin li is kenadin, because the kohen before they did the avoda only needed one, not two. So that's already based on a drash. So the gemara now is going to analyze both segments of the brisa, and what's going to come out is that even though the gemara had one machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe asked to the makar for the chamish tfilos, and another machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon asked to the makar of the kiddush adayim raglayim. That's two separate, independent machloikis, and you would think they're mutually exclusive. But in the cheshbon of the Gemara, we're going to see they're a little bit interrelated. Talk to Hilgi Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we're analyzing this brisa now piece by piece. So Rabbi Yehuda was the first time to mention the brisa. He said, it says, when he went from the big day love into the big day zav, needed to do a tefillah. So anytime someone's meshana me'avoida la'avoida, he always needs a tefillah. Freak the Gemara. This is the first piece of analysis on this brisa. Ashkecha me'big day love on the big day zav. Me'big day zav, the big day love me'nayin. The case, the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda brought was the Kohen Gadol switching from his big day love into his big day zav. So you have him a car, if he goes from big day love into big day zav, that he needs tefillah. How do you know in the reverse? How do you know if he goes from the big day zav to the big day love on, he would need tefillah, meaning you have a makar for certain shinuyim in the avoida, certain changes of clothing. But how do you know for the other? Zokta Gemara, Tanit ve'Rabbi Shmuel's, and Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they asked this kasha, they pondered this question, and they said, kal v'chomer. They said, I think it's a kal v'chomer. Madach, big day zav. She'en koin gadol nichnas behem lefnai v'lefnim ton tefillah. Madach, if you're going from big day love into big day zav. Big day zav, as gewaldig as it is, but you can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with big day zav. So madach, that requires tefillah, big day love on. If you're putting a big day love on, shenichnas behem lefnai v'lefnim, which allows you to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a din shetan tefillah. So certainly you need tefillah. So enochanam, we only have a makar for when you put on the big days of. Oh, but kal v'chaymer, madach the big days of fathers a tefillah. Certainly the big day love on should require a tefillah. Ikel mifrach, but the Gemara says it's not true because there's an obvious pircha. Mal the big days of shekein kaparasa meruba. It's true qualitatively. Maybe there's some chashivas to the big day love on because the big day love on allows you into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But quantitatively, this feels a little bit like Rabbi Yosef Engel Shaila, quality versus quantity in halacha. But quantitatively, there's much more kapara, there's much more avodah, there was much more done with the big days of. So the Gemara says, you're right, I hear the kasha, elo, this is the first monkey wrench in the braisa. You have to say, nafkalei mederebi. True. When Rabbi Yehuda said that his makar for the tefillah, when you're mishana me'avoida la'avoida, is the pasuk that says that when you go from big day love into big day zav, you need a tefillah. That was only to explain when you put the big day zav on, why you need a tefillah. But enochinami, for when you put the big day love on, you need a different makar. What is the different makar? Rebbe's makar. Rebbe's makar was from the beginning of Parshas Achir Mois. That was the tefillah before the big day love on. Rabbi Yehuda, after further review, is going to have no choice but to incorporate Rebbe's makar as well. So Rabbi Yehuda really has two psukim to teach me the halacha. And the price, it sounded like one. It sounded like Rabbi Yehuda had his makar, Rebbe had his makar. But really, la'achara iyun, Rabbi Yehuda has Rebbe's makar as well. He has his makar to teach me for when you put on the big day zahav, and he has Rebbe's makar for when you put on the big day lavan. Amar Rebbe. Now we're analyzing the next part of the price. That was Rebbe's shita. What did Rebbe say? What's the makar to the tefillah? Talmud Lomar says, k'soynes bad kodesh yilbah. And it says then that when the Kohen Gadol is going to put on the big day love, and he needs a tefillah. And we learn from there, halamadato shekala meshana me'avoida la'avoida shetan tefillah. Zok the Gemara, same exact question. Ashkecha mi big day zav, the big day love. And you see from it that when you put on the big day love, when you need a tefillah. The big day love and the big day zav minayin. How do you know when you put on the big day zav, you need a tefillah? Maybe you only see when you put on the big day love. And how do you know in the reverse? This is the opposite question that the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yehuda. Tanut Rabbi Shmuel, again in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they discussed this, and they said, kal v'chaymer, ma big day love and she'in kaparos. Just the opposite of the previous gemara. Madach, big day love. She'in kaparasa meruba. Quantitatively, there's not a lot of kapara that comes from the big day love. But tu'un in tefillah. So big day zav, she kaparasa meruba. Ein oidin she tu'un in tefillah. V'zok to gemara the same kasha. Ikin lamifrach. Mala big day love. She'in nichas ben lefnai v'lefnim. Even though quantitatively, maybe it doesn't rank as high as big day zav. But qualitatively, it does. You can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but as it relates to the big days of, you can't. So how could you then simply tell me that from the fact that the Kohen Gadol needed tefillah before putting on the big day lovin, that's a raya that you also needed for big days of? Sakti Gemara, Rebbe knew this question. So what did Rebbe hold? Now, what could the Gemara have technically said? Rebbe holds of Rebbe Yehuda's drasha. Then there's no machloikis, right? So Rebbe Yehuda holds of Rebbe's drasha, and Rebbe holds of Rebbe Yehuda's drasha. It's Shalom al Yisrael, but then it's a little bit of a shvera b'raisa. Rebbe Yehuda's talking about half a makar. Rebbe's talking about the other half a makar. They're not talking to each other, and they're really saying the same thing. Sakti Gemara, no. Rebbe doesn't hold of Rebbe Yehuda's makar. It's going to play out a little more in the next Gemara. He doesn't hold of Rebbe Yehuda's makar. So again, so how does he know? He knows when you put on the big day love, and how do you know when you put on the big days of? Sakti Gemara, Rebbe answered it. Because if you look back and revisit the b'raisa, there was one line there that was a little sason. Hainu diktani, this is what Rebbe meant when he said, Va'oimer, big day kodesh heim, v'rochatz es psare b'mayim, u'leveisham, big day kodesh heim, they're all big day kodesh, hukshu kola begodim kulam zelazet, reading from Amar Aleph in the b'raisa. All of them are hookish to each other to teach me all the big day kodesh are the same. So, Enechnami, I only have a makar for big day lovin, but once I have a makar for big day lovin, I know big day zav as well. So just to pause again for 1 second. So now, we spoke out what the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe was when we learned the Braisa, but now that we learned the Gemara on the Braisa, we know it's a little different than what we thought it was initially. So Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know Chamesh Tfilois, Zok Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's two parashas, there's two times in the Torah it says that the Kohen Gadol, when he changed clothing, when he went Me'avoida La'avoida, he needed a Rechitza. It says it in the end of Perek Tezayin, when the Kohen Gadol went from the Big Day Lovin to the Big Day Zav. So you see, when you put on Big Day Zav, you need a tefillah. And it says it in the beginning of the parashah, when the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Lovin. So you see, when you put on the Big Day Zav, you need it. You see, when you put on the Big Day Lovin, you need it. What about Rebbe? Rebbe holds that the pasuk in the beginning of Achrei Mois that says that the Kohen Gadol needed a tefillah when he put on the Big Day Lovin is a makar that you need tefillah when you put on Big Day Lovin. How do you know when you put on Big Day Zav? You can't learn it from Big Day Lovin because Big Day Lovin is unique. Qualitatively, it allows you to go lefnai b'lefnim and echinami. But it says big day kodesh heim and hukshu kol ha'begodim zelazeh. So once I know for one set of clothing, I know for all sets of clothing as well. Now, why didn't Rebbe just hold of Rabbi Yehuda's makar? Pasha pshat, before we go vayta in the Gemara. You have a mefurish in the car. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Rebbe has a pasuk that says that when you put on the big day, lovin, you need a tefillah. This is the same exact pasuk, 20 psukim later, that says it regarding the big day. Rebbe Yehuda said that. Rebbe Yehuda said, I have a pasuk for this, I have a pasuk for that. So we have all the makaris that we need. Rebbe didn't hold to that. So that's going to become clear in this next Gemara. Zok the Gemara, v'chamish avoy the same. Again, continuing to discuss the b'raisa. This is an excerpt of the b'raisa. What were the five? Avoy this tamat shal shachar, b'big day zav. Avoy this hayoyim, b'big day lovin. Eloi ve'eloam, b'big day zav. Kaf l'machta, b'big day lovin. Tamat shal beno are buying the big days off. Continuing in the Brice, so I mean, I ain't called tefillah, tzricha beis kedushim. How do you know that each tefillah required kiddush adayim raglayim twice? Tamalim, it says in the pasuk, upashat verochatz, verochatz filavash. Again, it doesn't say that. It says upashat v'chulu, then it says v'rochatz v'chulu, then it says v'lavash v'chulu. So again, it doesn't say it in succession, upashat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lavash. It also doesn't say v'rochatz twice. It only says v'rochatz once. But the word v'rochatz is going back on v'pashat, and it's going forward on v'lavash. And we learn from there, there's two rechitzas, one the pshita, one the levisha. There's two rechitzas every time there's a tefillah, every time there's a change of clothing. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, hay betefillah ksiv? That pasuk is not talking about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It doesn't say go to the kiyar. It says v'rochatz. V'rochatz means bathe. V'rochatz means go to a mikvah. Now, tefillah and kiddush yadayim v'raglayim are similar. They both were done by makom kaddish. They both involved water. They both involve cleaning yourself. They both involve mayim kedoshim. But they're fundamentally different. One is tefillah in the mikvah. Arbaim saw, and the other one is just you're washing your hands and your feet. You're rather doing it from the kiyar in the azara. So it's not the same thing. So for the Gemara, I don't understand. Upasha v'rachas v'rachas v'lavas, that's a makar for kiddush yadayim raglayim. I'm talking about mikvah. It's talking about tefillah. Zok the Gemara right here. But it may no yinyan l'tefillah. But do I need a pasuk to tell me tefillah? No. Then afkalei mi big day kodeshem. Because I already have big day kodeshem. Tenei yinyan l'kiddush. I don't need it for tefillah. Because I already have all my sources for tefillah. So if I don't need it for tefillah, I'm going to use it for kiddush. So again, at the end of the day, it's still funny. If the Torah wants to tell me kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so why is the Torah talking about tefillah? Hakamashman, because the pasuk Agav wanted to teach me something. The tefillah kiddush, the tefillah has to be like the kiddush. My kiddush b'makom kaddish, just like the kiddush had to be b'makom kaddish. Av tefillah b'makom kaddish. So the tefillah had to be b'makom kaddish, with the exception of the first tefillah that was done on the Sharamayim, which was chayil. But all other ones had to be, all the other ones had to be okay. Zok de Gemara. Let's speak out the Torah Shebaal Peh first. This cheshbon that we just made works according to Rebbe. Right? What's the cheshbon? Rebbe held from the fact that the Torah says in the beginning of Perek Tazayin that when the Kohen Gadol puts on the Big Day Lavan, he needed tefillah. From there I know every single time he bathed, or every single time he changed me'avodah la'avodah, every single time he changed his clothing, he needed a tefillah. It only says it when you put on the Big Day Lavan, but Big Day Kodesh Shem, when makish all the begadim to each other. Which means then that the second time it says in the Torah that he's supposed to bathe when he changes clothing, which was Rabbi Yehuda's makar, for when you put on the Big Day Zav, you need tefillah, is extra. Oh, it's extra. So, ain't no yinyin, the tefillah, it's an yinyin, the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So, according to Rebbe, this is all beautiful. But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, didn't hold of Rebbe's formulation. Rabbi Yehuda needed both parashiyos in the Torah of tefillah, when you go me'avoida la'avoida, to teach me tefillah me'avoida la'avoida. The first makar he needed for when you put on the Big Day Lavan, and the second makar he needed for when you put on the Big Day Zav. What was the second makar? Upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. It's that pasuk. That was the makar. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, that pasuk is needed to teach me that when the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur, which he did three times, he needed tefillah. So if that pasuk is coming to teach me that when the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Zav, he needed tefillah, so it's not extra. So you can't say, Emeinu Yinyin L'Tefillah, Teneyu Winyin L'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. No, it's not Emeinu Yinyin. It's very much needed. So Freik de Gemara, V'Rab Yehuda, Kiddush Minalei. What does that do with Rab Yehuda? It's the cheshbon we just spoke out. Because Rab Yehuda needs that pasuk to teach me tefillah for when you put on the Big Day Zav. So if you need the pasuk to teach me tefillah for when you put on the Big Day Zav, so how does he know Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? But twice, every single time, there was a change of Rebbe learned it from that pasuk. That's because Rebbe doesn't need that pasuk to teach me tefillah. He learns that everything from the beginning of the parasha. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, you need it. Zok de Gemara, there was another opinion in the Braisa. Nafgalei mid Rebbe Elazar from Rebbe Shimon. He learns it from Rebbe Elazar from Rebbe Shimon. Who was Rebbe Elazar from Rebbe Shimon? Rebbe Elazar from Rebbe Shimon, he had a kal v'chaymer. He said, madach the koyin hedyet. Before he did the avodah every morning, he needed kiddush adayim v'raglayim, even though he didn't need tefillah. So, kal v'chaymer, if you need tefillah, you have to have kiddush adayim v'raglayim. How do you know twice? Oh, the Gemara had a cheshbon of how you know twice. But the bottom line is, there wasn't another makar. So that other makar in the Gemara, the makar of Rebbe Elazar from Rebbe Shimon, that would be the makar of Rabbi Yehuda. So what comes out essentially is, that even though the braisa was really made up of two parts, a very distinct reisha and a very distinct seif. The reisha was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, what the makar is, that there were five tefillahs. The sefer was a machlikis tanakama, Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, what the makar is for 10 times kiddush adayim v'raglayim. But really, they're very much tali zebezer, because the tanakama of the sefer is going to end up being Rebbe, or certainly could be Rebbe, whereas Rabbi Yehuda of the Reisha can't be the Tanakam of the Sefer. He has no choice but to be Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon of the Sefer. So for our purposes, what really comes out is that Rabbi Yehuda of the Reisha is Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon of the Sefer, and Rebbe of the Reisha is the Tanakama of the Sefer. Pashit Cheshbin, Zok de Gemara. One postscript to this daf. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Hadar Rebbe, Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe that said that the makar to the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, is learned out from the pasuk that says, Upashat V'Rachatz V'Rachatz V'Lavash. And again, even though V'Rachatz means, V'Rachatz is P'sari B'mayim, it means Tefillah. But I'm not in the Tefillah, I don't need it for Tefillah, because I know that from Hukshu Kol HaBegadim Zalazeh. So it's coming to teach me Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So I said, Rav Chisda, Rebbe Shita is Mafkim the Rav Meir, U'Mafkim the Rabbanon. It's going to come out not like Rav Meir and not like the Rabbanon. So who's Ramei and Rabbanon? So now we have to revisit it. So again, there's a Mishnah later in Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. It was very much discussed on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, where Ramei and Rabbanon debated, they argued as to the two times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that surrounded every tefillah, every change of clothing, exactly how did they happen. According to the Rabbanon, the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim happened before the Kohen Gadol took his clothing off. Then he would take his clothing off, he would go to the mikveh, he would put the new clothing on, and then he was mekadesh other raglav again. So both Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim happened while the Kohen Gadol was wearing his clothing. The first happened while he was wearing the old set, before the Peshitta, and the second one happened when he was wearing the new set after he put on the new clothing. According to Rav Meir, both tefillahs happened after he took on his first set of clothing. Meaning, he took off his clothing, and then he was Mekadosh Yadav Araglov. Then he went to the mikvah. Then he put the clothing on, and he was Mekadosh Yadav Araglov again. In other words, B'mila Macherim, the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, everybody agrees, happened after he was already wearing the new set of clothing. The question was when the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened. According to the Chachamim, it happened while he was wearing the old set of clothing. According to Reb Meir, it happened when he took the old set of clothing off. The Gemara explained very lumbish. The Hesber in the Machlokes is the first Pshita, or the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, is it associated with the Pshita, with the old set of clothing? Or is it associated with the Levisha, the new set of clothing? If it's associated with the old set of clothing, so you would do it while you're wearing the old set of clothing. If it's associated with the Levisha, the new set, you would have to do it once you took the old set of clothing off. But either way, everybody agrees the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened after the Kohen Gadol was already wearing the new. The question is when he did the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. According to Reb Meir, he did it after he took the first set of clothing off. According to the Chachamim, he did it while he was wearing the first set of clothing. So Rav Chisda said, after today's daf, I think we have a third shita. We know the machloikis remain Rabbanim. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. This is the big machloikis as to how the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened every time the Kohen Gadol changes clothing. But there's a third shita, and that shita is Rebbe. Because Rebbe said Rav Chisda is not Reb Meir and it's not the Rabbanim. How do you know? He explained, Mafkim the Rabbanon. It's not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Amrik Shu Lavish Mekadesh. What did the Rabbanon say? That the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened when he was wearing clothing. V'iyu Amak Shu Paish Mekadesh. And based on Rebbe's Makar, it wouldn't make sense that that should be the case. Because what's Rebbe's Makar? Upashat v'rochatz, v'rochatz v'lavash. First you take the clothing off, and then afterwards v'rochatz v'rochatz. You do the Kiddush Adayim. Those are the two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But for sure it's not the Rabbanon, because the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened after v'pashat. That's not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon told you did the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim while you were in the old clothing. But he said it's even mafkim the Reb Meir. It doesn't even work with Reb Meir. Dilu Reb Meir amehach kiddush basra kishu lavish mekadesh. At the very least, the last kiddush happened while you're wearing clothing. No one argued that. The iuam akshu paish mekadesh. But again, Rebbe's makar is upashat v'rochas v'rochas kiddush adayim raglayim kiddush adayim raglayim. And then afterwards v'lavash. So he said there's already a third shita. Reb Meir holds that upashat kiddush adayim raglayim v'lavash kiddush adayim raglayim. Chamim hold kiddush adayim raglayim pashat. The lavash, kiddush adayim raglayim. Rebbe holds the pashat, kiddush adayim raglayim, the lavash. It's a whole third shita. So Rav Chisda said that l'chura we have a third shita in exactly how the kiddush adayim raglayim took place, and that's the shita of Rebbe. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov heard this and he said, I disagree. He said, how come the kiddush sheni she'loivish v'achav v'chash? There's no machloik regarding the kiddush sheni. It's true, the Makar is a little misleading. Upasha v'rochas v'rochas v'lavash sounds a little bit like the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened before the Kohen Gadol put on his clothing. Not true. Hakol moedim. Hakol l'rabbo is who? L'rabbo is Rebbe. Meaning, Reb Meir Chum said it before in the Mishnah. But even Rebbe holds that the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened after he was already wearing clothing. My time, how do I know that? Meaning, Rav Acha bar Yaakov was so confident about this statement that he made. Mechateisi. He said, Amakrotz, learn that from the Pasuk. He says, Oy begishtam el amizbeach. This Pasuk is not talking about Avodah Yom Kippur. This pasuk is talking about every kohen that had to be Mekadosh Yadav Aragla from the Kiyar. And it says that he would go to the Kiyar, he'd be Mekadosh Yadav Aragla, and then it says, Oy begishtam al ha-mizbeach. Then he went to the Mizbeach. It sounds like you can go from the Kiyar straight to the Mizbeach. Now, if this person is not wearing clothing, so you can't go from the Kiyar straight to the Mizbeach. Misha ein mechus elegisha. This person only needs to do is to physically walk. As opposed to someone that needs to get dressed first and then go to Gisha. So if the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, there's no question in the world, had to happen when he was already wearing clothing. And if that's the case, even though you want to infer maybe from Rebbe that he's the Loiker HaMeir can't be. Because Loiker HaMeir would mean Upashat V'rachas V'rachas V'lavash, literally, that both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim's happened while he wasn't wearing clothing, but that would mean that when he left the kiyar, he couldn't go straight to do the avodah. And it says, "Oy begishtam al ha-mizbeach," straight from the kiyar. So that's not possible. In other words, what's coming out l'chayra from the shita of Rav Acha bar Yaakov is granted. Rebbe is the loike rabbanon, but he could and has to, in fact, shtim with Reb Meir. That's essentially what's coming out. Zok to Gemara. One final note. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava de Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Brei de Rava, he heard what Rav Chisda said, that Rebbe is not like Reb Meir, is not like the Chachamim. He heard what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. No, it has to be like Reb Meir. No one holds that both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim happened when the Kohen Gadol wasn't wearing clothing. Said Rav Acha b'rei de Rava to Rav Ashi, loy Rav Chizda islay de Rav Acha, v'loy Rav Acha islay de Rav Chizda. Meaning, it seems that Rav Acha and Rav Chizda weren't talking to each other. They both said what they said. So he just commented and he said, it's not possible that Rav Acha holds like Rav Chizda, and it's not possible that Rav Chizda holds like Rav Acha. Meaning, you can't tell me that Rav Chizda's diyuk in Rebbe is right, that the way the Kohen Gadol was mekadosh yad v'raglav, when he changed clothing and was Mishana me avoida la avoida on Yom Kippur was upasha v'rachas v'rachas v'lavash. Pashat, two times kiddush v'raglaim and lavash. And also say, the Rav Acha by Yaakov is right, that after the Kohen Gadol put on his clothing, he was mekadosh yad v'raglav. They can't both be true. Again, Rav Chizda was medayik in Rebbe, it sounds like, upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash, that there were two kiddush adayim raglayims while he was undressed. Rav Acha by Yaakov made a comment. He said, there's no way in the world that it's possible that the Kohen Gadol, or any Kohen for that matter, could be in a situation where he goes to the Kira and he doesn't have the ability to go directly to do the avay. Which would then mean, there's no question when the Kohen Gadol is wearing clothing, or a Kohen's wearing clothing, he would have a din kiddush adayim raglayim. If both statements are true, you know what comes out? Dim kain l'Rebbe habalei chamesa kedushin. It's going to come out that according to Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol would have to be mekadosh yad v'raglav 15 times. Why? Because two for every tefillah in between the upashat v'lavash, and then another time after he put on his clothing, so he could be mekayim Rav Acha bar Yaakov's halacha, that you have the ability to go straight to the kiyar. If that's the case, so every time he gets dressed, there's three, not two. That would give you a cheshbon of 15, and if you can end up with 15, that's going to be a problem. As a result, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav l'Rav Ashi, loy Rav Chizda islay d'Rav Acha, v'loy Rav Acha islay d'Rav Chizda. So just to now do the recap on today's daf, not the pre-cap, but the recap. Essentially, what we had over here was the halacha, the gemiri, the halacha l'moitshim b'sinai, chamesh tfilois, and 10 times kiddush adayim v'raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. We had a machlokes of Yudan Rebbe, what the makar is to the chamesh tfilois. We had a machlokes on a kamar of Lazar Rav Shimon, what the makar is to the asari kiddush, the 10 times of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the Gemara Chejbund a little bit, that the Tumach Leikisen are actually Tali Zeh Bezeh. Additionally, we had a possibility where theoretically, hypothetically, you could come out where maybe there would be 15 Kiddush Adayim Raglayims. That's obviously going to be a problem. As a result, we conclude today's daf. Just one Ara to end with, and that is, so the Gemara said that there were Chamesh Tfilois, a very, very short Ara, and the significance of the Chamesh Tfilos was they corresponded to the five times that the Kohen Gadol was Meshana Mi Avoida L'Avoida. So there were five times that the Kohen Gadol went from Avoida to Avoida. He went from Avoida Schutz, meaning in the Azara, to Avoida Pnim, in either the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And corresponding to the five times that he was Meshana Mi Avoida L'Avoida, there were five Tfilos. Each Tfilah had two times Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That's the Cheshman of Chamesh Tfilos, and Asara Pamim, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Now the Gemara said that if you go through the Pesukim in the Torah, it doesn't sound like there were five times that the Kohen Gadol is changing clothing. First of all, the Torah only mentions two tefillahs. And besides, where do you have five? If anything, it sounds like the Kohen Gadol did the avodah that was done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Ketores and the Menorah, whatever had to be done. Then he did the avodah of Yom Kippur, which is mentioned in one long narrative. And then afterwards, he had to do all the other karbanis that were always brought in the afternoon, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the Chavitim in the Bein Arbaim, and the Ketores Shel Bein Arbaim. What's the cheshbon? So the Gemara said that you have to say this one pasuk in the whole cheshbon of the avodah of Yom Kippur that's written out of order. Kol ha-parsha kula nemra la seder, chutz mi pasuk zeh. Which pasuk? Uva aharon el oyomoy. And this pasuk says aharon should enter the oyomoy. It doesn't say what he should do. So Chazal said, you know what he was doing? He went lohoitzi es hakaf es hamachta. This was not done where the pasuk says he did it, but rather it was actually done after he brought Eloi ve'Eloam. He made a separate switching of clothing, just lohoitzi es hakaf es hamachta. Then he put back on his big days off. So that's how you go from not big days off, big day love and big days off, but big days off, big day love and big days off, big day love and big days off. That's the cheshbon of the chamish tefilos v'asara kiddush v'dayim raglayim. But just to stop for one second and to think about this idea. So the Kohen Gadol made a special trip into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And why did he do it? He did it lohoitzi es hakaf es hamachta. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brought a special Keteris. The Keteris that was brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, in the morning and the afternoon. But there was a special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. That Keteris was brought lifnei v'lifnim. It was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Keteris involved a kaf and a machta. A kaf, that's what the Keteris was, and a machta. There were coals on the machta. And the Kohen Gadol would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the kaf and the machta, and he would leave it there. And then he would make a special trip with a lot of ceremony, meaning he had to change his clothing from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan, enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, take out the kaf and the machta, then put the Big Day Zav back on, and resume doing the Avodah. And if you think about it, why did the Kohen Gadol have to make a separate trip? He just did the whole Avodah. He's wearing to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'chal adam lo yir b'yomayit. Even a malach can't be in the Ayomayit. And here the Kohen Gadol is making a special trip. He's entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Lo hoitzi es hakaf es hamachta? How do you even understand it? Couldn't figure out a way to take out the kaf and the machta? He had to make a special trip to do it. So years ago, I heard a pshat that we know there was a machlokes between the tzedukim and the prushim, how the keteris was brought. The prushim used to do the keteris outside, and then they would enter the kodesh hakodashim. They would walk in lefnai v'lefnim with the smoke already rising. The prushim held that no, you were supposed to bring the keteris inside the kodesh hakodashim. According to the tzedukim, it would not have been necessary to have a kaf and a machta. What's the kaf? The kaf has the keteris, the machta has the coals. So if you're going to be machta the keteris inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you need to walk in with a kaf and a machta. But according to the tzedukim, you didn't have to walk in with a kaf and a machta. All you needed was the machta. You already poured the keteris on top of the coals that was on the machta. All you had to do was pour in the machta. The Kohen Gadol would make a special trip into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would make a trip, lahoitzi es hakaf es hamachta, to show everybody that when you walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to walk in with a kaf and a machta. You can't just walk in with a machta. You walk in with a machta, that's the way the tzedukim used to do the keteris. So this was already being preempted, because this is Torah, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. This is a lot before Tzadikim Baisis, who were Talmidim of Antignus and Shtoichai, Kibavur Ba'avis Dirab Nasin, and the Ram Pirish and Mishnayis of Pirkei Avos. This goes way before the whole introduction to the Tzadikim. But the point is that because there's another interpretation of how exactly it would have been possible to read these Pesukim in the Torah, the way the Tzadikim would generations later. So therefore there was a Messiah, that the Kohen Gadol would make a special trip. Yeah, he would enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he'd go to Fnai V'Lefnim. No, there was no zrika. All he was doing was, I left the kaf and the machta there. I have to take it out. What's so important about lahoitzi as a kaf as a machta that we're going to allow the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That we're going to say, switch from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav to make a whole, that to go from 3 tefillahs to 5 tefillahs and from 6 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. It's all lahoitzi as a kaf as a machta. It was worth it. Because you see, it bothered, it was very important that we get the Keteris right. And there were two interpretations for Haraya. This is what the Tzedakim ended up doing. So, Lahoitzi Miliban Shal Tzedakim. It's for that reason the Kohen Gadol, made a special trip with a lot of drama. Lahoitzi Asakaf Asamachta.